Welcome to the Helsinki China Podcast. My name is Julie Yuwen Chen, Professor of Chinese Studies at University of Helsinki, Finland. Join me today to talk about China's famous sci-fi writer Chen Qiufan is Errol Suoranta, PhD candidate at University of Helsinki. Errol was with us not long ago, explaining why China is becoming very important in the field of science fiction, even catching the attention of international audience. In today's episode, we wish to delve into the work of Chen Qiufan, one of the most successful science fiction writers in China. His writing has even been translated into Finnish and will be published soon. So Errol, welcome back. Can you tell us a bit about Chen Qiufan, his life, how he became a sci-fi writer?
Yeah, thanks, Julie. Yeah, great to be here again. So Chen Qiufan, or Stanley Chen, as he's also known, was born in the year 1981 in Shantou, which is in eastern Guangdong province. He learned to speak the local Teochew Tupolect and also Cantonese and Mandarin. And because of the closeness to Hong Kong and China's economic reforms, which had just started, he had quite ready access to foreign entertainment, including Anglo-American science fiction like Arthur C. Clarke and the movie Blade Runner and so on. He has said that because he was curious as a child, the kind of child who was always asking why about things. He turned to science for answers. And when science couldn't explain everything, he turned to science fiction. And he actually wrote his first sci-fi short story in high school. So in 2004, he graduated from Peking University. He had a dual degree in Chinese literature and the film arts. And then he worked briefly in real estate, which he apparently didn't really like. And then in marketing for several tech companies like Baidu, Google China, and later on a virtual reality startup in Beijing. All the while, he kept writing science fiction on the side, and by the time he quit his tech job to become a full-time writer in 2017, he had already won several major Chinese sci-fi awards, and many of his short stories had been translated into other languages.
So he sounds like a person who has a diverse kind of experiences in life. I'm just wondering, do you know him in person? What is your impression of Chen Qiufan?
I first met him briefly at the Helsinki Worldcon, the World Science Fiction and Fantasy Convention, back in 2017. Where I introduced myself and he suggested that I might translate some of his work in Finnish. And I met him again at the Asia-Pacific Science Fiction Convention in Beijing in 2018, and then at the Dublin Worldcon in 2019, after I had published a translation of his short story, The Mao Ghost. First of all, from his works, you can see that he is interested in a very wide range of topics from, you know, technology, programming, neuroscience, to things like classic literature, economics, social issues, and also religion and mythology. In photos, he's always very very photogenic, very stylish, but in person, he strikes me quite as soft-spoken and observant. You know, he has talked in interviews about how in order to be a writer, especially in China, you need to stay sensitive in the crowd. And I would say that it really comes across in how he presents himself as well in person.
I heard that his book, actually, it was a 2013 book. It's called The Waste Tie, has been translated into Finnish. Could you tell us a bit about this book? What is the Finnish name of this book and the translator?
So Waste Tide is inspired by the real-life town of Guiyu, which is a center for electronic waste processing near Chen Qiufan's hometown. And, you know, in the novel, it's he fictionalized it as a Silicon Isle. And the plot of the novel involves various factions that try to control the e-waste business and determine Silicon Isle's future, like the local government, you know, the local powerful clans that control the business, foreign companies, radical environmentalists, and also migrant workers that do the actual waste processing work, which is very dangerous and, you know, so on. And this status quo is challenged when a young waste worker named Mimi encounters a piece of illicit e-waste that seems to transform her into something more than human, which is the, you know, the core science fictional element of the story. Thematically, the novel draws quite a lot from the cyberpunk subgenre of sci-fi. So there's a focus on the violence and exploitation endured by the migrant workers and the effects of global capitalism in general, as well as on how the natural environment and humanity are changed by the various uses of technology, many of which were not intended by the people who came up with the technology itself. In Finnish, the name of the novel is Jättömaa, or roughly translated into English as wasteland, which is a bit, of course, a bit different from the Chinese and the English title. Italian and Spanish, it's a product called the Toxic Sea. And in German, it's just the Silicon Isle. So it's kind of interesting to see how various translators have, you know, handled this title. The translator, Rauno Sainio, has previously translated many works by contemporary Chinese writers, not only Liu's The Three-Body Problem trilogy, which is, of course, sci-fi, but also works like Yu Hua's To Live, Han Han's Triple Door, and Fang Fang's Wuhan Diary. So along with Rina Vuokko, I would say he's the foremost translator of contemporary Chinese literature in Finnish at the moment. It's interesting to compare it to Ken Liu's English translation. It's a matter of taste, you know, which one is better, but the Sainio's translation is definitely very readable, and you get the, if you're looking for a, you know, sci-fi eco thriller type of work, he really conveys that.
So you think the Finnish reader can really enjoy this book?
Absolutely. If you're into, you know, cyberpunk fiction or sci-fi in general, or if you're not interested in that, you know, literature specifically, but you're interested in China, you can enjoy the book both ways.
Thank you very much, Errol, for sharing your insights with us. Today, we have the chance to talk about a very popular Chinese sci-fi writer, Chen Chuofan. And in fact, we intend to invite him, well, online in this pandemic world to talk to our Finnish audience in autumn this year. So please do stay tuned with Helsinki China Podcast and our related social media platforms. We will share information about our meeting with Chen Chuofan in the coming weeks.